Now to letters from the Evening News.
We should be proud of our Norfolk accents, write David Coe of Norwich. Why is it that our Norfolk accent dialect seems to be only acceptable when in use in our county? Anyone who was born and lives here and wants to get on and progress in their career has to lose their Norfolk accent and learn to discipline themselves only to speak correct English, whatever that is, when going job hunting outside our county. The same problem does not seem to happen to people from Scotland and Ireland, for example, because the complete reverse happens when they appear on air, TV, and are allowed to speak naturally in their own accent. People always seem to make an effort to go out of their way to understand them if their dialect is strong. But if you have a Norfolk accent, the reverse happens, and you are treated like a yokel or a country bumpkin. I often wonder if it is something to do with the county of Norfolk itself, having an image of being flat, backward and rural, with nothing seemingly being done to correct this image. Some visitors seem to think that people living in Norfolk do not have gas, electricity or running water and still lead a sleepy rural lifestyle compared to them. We should be proud of the way we speak, just like the way our friends from Scotland and Ireland are proud of theirs, and we should take the same aggressive attitude they take to people who make derogatory remarks about their accents. They are proud of who they are, and so should we be.
Jay Ray of Aylsham asks if there is any hope of airport attracting carriers. It was once known as Norwich International Airport, but, embarrassingly, the adjective was dropped, seemingly coinciding with Flybe going into liquidation, I believe. Well, it seems Flybe are up and running again, or should I say up and flying, having been bought out, but not from Norwich Airport, they're not. Flybe operated a very good service to and from Malaga, which I and many others, it seemed, were keen to use, by definition of the flights always being full. Because Flybe flew there every Thursday and Monday, I used to fly down to Malaga for a long weekend to see a friend of mine who lives in the south of Spain, once a month from April to November. It was less expensive to do that for a weekend drinking his 1.98 euros bottles of red wine around his pool than it was to be here for a weekend. So why is it top holiday airlines choose not to fly from Norwich? Is it because of the landing fees that they apply, which allegedly appeared to be the reason why Ryanair decided not to use the airport at one point not too long ago? It is said that Norfolk doesn't have the chimney pots for making it viable for airlines to use it, but there are lots of people, many of them elderly, with second homes out there that would surely welcome it becoming international once again. Unfortunately, the airport seems to be operating on parallel lines with the Theatre Royal, where many acts who are touring the UK theatres choose not to appear there.
Colin Rushforth of Raiden thinks that shops should all still accept cash. In recent days, I have visited a few shops that have adopted the card payment only policy as their regular payment method, even though COVID restrictions are no longer in place. I consider this as discrimination against people who, for whatever reason, still wish to use cash when shopping. Cash is still legal tender, and there is still a large proportion of people who prepare to use this method of payment. This short-sighted policy is taking away choice and should not be used. I wonder if I arrived at a shop checkout without a wallet full of cash and no card, would I not be allowed to pay for the goods I wish to buy? I think businesses could and should lose a substantial amount of revenue this way. To me, it doesn't make good business sense. This dictatorial attitude should be discontinued forthwith. Choice is the British way of living, but not apparently in certain retail establishments. So I believe a rethink on this particular policy is needed.